News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Why are we still putting our children through this guilt grind? That is the question that News Talk's own Simon Tierney has about First Confession. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Simon. Simon, explain to us, what is your issue with confession?
Well, in the next couple of weeks, Ciara, about 60,000 8-year-olds are about to be put through this process. I think we focus, particularly in the media, on the First Communion, which has all the glitz and glamour. But I think the First Confession is the slightly more insidious little cousin lingering in the background. And don't get me wrong, Ciara, I am in support of encouraging children to examine their conscience to a certain level of healthy introspection, I suppose. But my concern is, I suppose, that First Confession institutionalizes guilt. And I suppose what I mean by that is that it kind of says to very young kids who probably shouldn't be under this kind of formalized burden that if you do something wrong, you go to a sort of miniature court of arbitration, you say sorry, you carry out your sentence, and that you'll be absolved so long as you tell your, you know,
truth,
your private thoughts to a man and only a man. And my worry is that this leads to a kind of a lifetime cycle of constantly seeking contrition, that if you do something questionable, even if you have maybe a bad or an impure thought, in inverted commas, that you have to apologize for it.
Okay. Is that not a bit of an exaggeration? Because I made my first confession long, long ago, and I have to say I didn't like it. I didn't like the confessional box, as we used at the time, which I believe are largely kind of unused now. But I certainly haven't spent a lifetime feeling guilty or bad or contrite in any way as a consequence.
Well, that's good that you haven't, but we are world leaders in saying sorry in this country. And
you think that's linked to this?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Is it linked to this? I think that the church teaches us that there are opportunities for sin everywhere. You know, I came across the Archdiocese of Dublin guide to parents around the First Confession, and it says, quote unquote, it's there for everyone to read. It says, encourage your child to say sorry often. I don't think that's good guidance. Of course, children need to examine their conscience.
But does that not mean, Simon, like if your child does something, so if your child, if little Johnny hits his sister, little Mary, say sorry, Johnny. Do you know what I mean? Is that not what that's about? That it's okay? And furthermore, I can't believe I'm making these arguments, but furthermore, is there not something in the fact that this is a way of showing that you can come back from when you mess up? You know, you can unburden yourself about something that was bothering you, maybe on your conscience, and then you can be forgiven and we all move on. You can be, as you said, absolved.
We don't need the formalized process of going in and speaking to a man and only a man to get absolution, to feel that you're unburdened. This is something that should be so simple for young kids, that they don't have to go through this formalized process. It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, First Confession is where this kind of guilt is first forged. And I think that we're placing an unnecessary burden on young kids. I also think that the confessional, it's a sort of method of moral control, that if your actions don't align with what the Catholic Church thinks, then you're sentenced in the form of Hail Marys and Our Fathers.
But you said something there. You said, like, we don't have to go into a box or into a formal setting with them. But you're exactly right. We don't have to. My kids, for example, didn't make their first confession because we chose not to. So this is a choice. No one is forcing anyone's kid to do this.
No, it isn't a choice. The reality is that 90% of our schools, of our primary schools in this country, are still controlled by the Catholic Church.
But you know, you can opt out.
No. The idea that there's a choice is a fallacy, because a lot of parents wish they did have more choice, but they don't because of where they live And the idea of opting out means that your kid is going to be marginalized, is going to be sidelined often in the classroom where they have nothing else to do. We should have an opt-in program. And that's what many parents and many schools are arguing.
So you think parents are, or families are in some way pressurized or coerced into doing this? Because I'm not sure, like, as I said, like my kids are in their teens and some of them are in their early 20s and mine didn't do it. So I don't think that you do feel that. I don't think you have to, is what I'm saying.
We hear stories constantly of parents who are non-practicing Catholics feeling that they have to go along with this charade because, quote unquote, it's a good school, or that the schools in their area don't offer diversity of education and that they have to go through this process.
Look, thank you very much for starting this conversation. That is Newstalk's own Simon Tierney. Let us know out there this morning what you think about all of that, whether or not confession is a daunting and sort of traumatizing thing for kids, or how much pressure are families under for their kid to make their first confession. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
Newstalk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On Newstalk.